Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, May 5th, 2025, and we have a great mix of health, fitness, and wellness headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Investor news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, files patent for preservative-free ketamine formulation. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., NRXP, has filed a patent application for its preservative-free intravenous ketamine formulation, NRX-100, targeting suicidal depression. The patent, with 20 claims, could provide exclusivity through 2045 if granted. NRX-100 is designed without benzethonium chloride or other preservatives linked to toxicity and has shown room-temperature shelf stability. This filing supports the company's NDA submission strategy and complements the FDA fast-track designation of companion drug NRX-101, an investigational breakthrough therapy for suicidal treatment-resistant bipolar depression and chronic pain. For more information, visit the NRx Pharmaceuticals website.
Biomed news breaks. HeartBeam Inc., NASDAQ, appoints CEO Robert Eno to Board of Directors. HeartBeam Inc., a medical technology company listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BT, has appointed CEO Robert Eno to its board of directors. Eno, with over 30 years of experience in medtech leadership, will join the board, expanding it from 8 to 9 members. This move comes as the company gears up for the commercial launch of its 3D ECG technology, pending FDA clearance. HeartBeam is focused on providing powerful cardiac insights through innovative technology, aiming to redefine the future of cardiac health management. For more information, visit www.heartbeam.com. Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, files amended $700 million market manipulation complaint in federal court. Quantum Biopharma, NASQNTM, has filed an amended complaint in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, alleging market manipulation tactics by CIBC World Markets and RBC Dominion Securities. The complaint seeks damages exceeding $700 million for violations of federal securities laws between January 1, 2020 and August 15, 2024. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative biotech solutions for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. The company's lead compound, Lucid MS, aims to prevent and reverse myelin degradation, a key factor in multiple sclerosis. Quantum Biopharma also maintains strategic investments through its subsidiary, FSD Strategic Investments, Inc. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/QNTM. Biomed news breaks. Nanoviricides, American, NNVC, to present at D. Borel Capital Inaugural Global Conference. Nanoviricides, Inc., a clinical-stage company developing broad-spectrum antivirals using host-mimetic nanomedicine technology, will participate in the D. Borel Capital Inaugural Global Conference on May 14, 2025. Anil R. Dewan, President and Executive Chairman, will host one-on-one meetings with investors from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. ET at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. Nanoviricide's lead drug candidate, NV387, aims to treat RSV, COVID-19, long COVID influenza, and other respiratory viral infections, as well as Mpox smallpox infections. The company is focused on advancing NV387 into phase 2 human clinical trials. For more information, visit nanoviricides.com. Solugenix issues interim results for CTCL treatment trial. 75% response at 18 weeks. 3 patients achieve complete response. Solugenix Inc. has released interim results for their CTCL treatment trial, showing a 75% response rate at 18 weeks, with 3 patients achieving a complete response. Hybrite TM, the company's lead program targeting cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, has shown promising results in filling the unmet need for frontline therapies in this rare and difficult-to-treat cancer. With a unique structure using hypericin activated by visible light, Hybrite offers a localized, non-chemo alternative with no systemic toxicity or DNA damage. The FDA-funded real-world study, led by Dr. Ellen Kim at UPenn, has demonstrated a 75% response rate at 18 weeks, with over 50% lesion reduction and 3 patients achieving a complete response. These results further position Hybrite as a potential solution for CTCL, redefining the starting line in treatment for this challenging condition. Large-scale heart failure initiative boosts use of life-saving medications. A new analysis published in Circulation, Heart Failure reveals that hospitals participating in the American Heart Association's Implement HF initiative significantly improved adherence to guideline-directed medical therapy for patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The initiative aimed to increase the use of quadruple medical therapy, which includes 4 evidence-based drugs proven to reduce mortality. Results showed a rise in the use of all 4 drug classes from 4.7% to 44.6% at hospital discharge among participants. This improvement was consistent across race, ethnicity, and gender. The initiative also focused on assessing patients' social needs, leading to more equitable care. Dr. Andrew Sauer, a lead author of the research, emphasized the importance of collaborative learning and leveraging real-time data to better serve patients in diverse communities. The American Heart Association is committed to transforming systems of care to ensure every person has access to the highest standard of heart failure treatment.
RCR Hub drops its fastest issue of the year, the RCM Connections Derby Edition. RCR Hub has released its annual Derby Edition of RCM Connections magazine, celebrating Kentucky's healthcare excellence and traditions. Timed with the Kentucky Derby, this issue explores RCM performance in the state's health systems. From Keeneland to Churchill Downs, the issue showcases Kentucky's healthcare leaders' dedication to patient care. Founder Gina Eggert expresses excitement for the data-driven insights and stories of innovation. The edition covers utilization trends, state versus national data comparisons, and spotlights on health systems delivering patient-centered care. Whether rural or urban, Kentucky stands out in healthcare revenue cycle. Learn more at rcrhub.com/rcm-connections/derby.
Cherished Mom announces 5th annual Pregnancy and Postpartum Psychosis Awareness Day to raise critical awareness for maternal mental health. Cherished Mom, a nonprofit organization focused on maternal mental health, is hosting the 5th annual Pregnancy and Postpartum Psychosis Awareness Day on May 2, 2025. This campaign aims to raise awareness about postpartum psychosis, a serious disorder affecting 1 to 2 out of every 1,000 deliveries. With symptoms like hallucinations and mood swings, timely intervention is crucial, as PPP carries a 5% suicide rate and a 4% infanticide rate. Founder Christina Dulaney emphasizes the need for increased awareness, education, and advocacy to prevent tragedies and support affected families. Early identification and intervention can lead to recovery. To participate, share educational resources and spread the message online. Learn more at ppawarenessday.org.
BalanceRx launches nationwide telehealth services to empower active adults 40 plus to thrive. BalanceRx, a new telehealth platform, has officially launched to help adults aged 45 and older maintain vibrant health and active lifestyles. With a focus on personalized care strategies, BalanceRx supports energy, stamina, and athletic performance for individuals at every stage of life. As interest in active aging grows, BalanceRx aims to help adults redefine what aging looks like by providing expert support through convenient online consultations. With a commitment to personalized care, BalanceRx offers tailored services to address energy optimization, healthy weight management, hormonal balance, and overall vitality. To start building the energy, strength, and confidence you deserve, schedule your first consultation with BalanceRx today. GeoVax reports first quarter 2025 financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs Inc. reported its first quarter 2025 financial results and key operational updates. The COVID-19 vaccine program is progressing with additional data on GEO-CM04S1 as a booster to mRNA vaccines expected in the second quarter of 2025. clinical evaluation of GOMVA for protection against Mpox and smallpox is set to begin in the second half of 2025. Gedeptin is advancing into a phase 2 clinical trial for first recurrent head and neck cancer treatment in combination with an immune checkpoint inhibitor. The company will host a conference call today at 4:30 p.m. ET to discuss these updates and financial results, including a net loss of $5.4 million for the first quarter of 2025.
Biomed news breaks. HealthLinked Corp, HLYK, launches upgrade to empower patients, drive better outcomes. HealthLink Corp has launched a major upgrade to its appointment booking capabilities, aiming to enhance patient access to care. The enhancements include in-network booking, concierge appointment requests, and specialty-based provider matching. Additionally, a new provider review system offers real feedback from other users to help patients make informed decisions about their healthcare. These improvements are designed to strengthen the patient experience and drive better health outcomes. HealthLinked transforms healthcare through its cloud-based platform, connecting patients with providers, streamlining access to health records, and offering AI-driven recommendations. For more information, visit healthlinked.com.
Biomed news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc. advances Phase 1A trial of RNA cancer therapy, TTX-MC138. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc. has made significant progress in the Phase 1A trial of TTX-MC138, an RNA cancer therapy targeting microRNA-10B in metastatic cancer. 13 patients have received doses with no significant toxicities observed. Early data show target engagement and a dose-response relationship, supporting advancement to Phase 1B for further evaluation. Transcode is focused on treating metastatic disease through RNA therapeutics designed to overcome delivery challenges and unlock therapeutic access to genetic targets for various cancers.
Biomed news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, granted FDA waiver for $4.3 million NDA filing fee for NRX-100. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has been granted a $4.3 million FDA waiver for the new drug application filing fee for NRX-100, its preservative-free ketamine therapy for suicidal depression. The waiver allows NRx to complete its NDA by the end of Q2 2025 using existing resources. NRX-100 offers a single-patient ketamine formulation without benzethonium chloride, a preservative linked to neurotoxicity. The company aims to secure FDA approval to provide insurance-covered treatment options beyond current off-label use.
Biomed news breaks. CNI Immunotherapeutics Ltd., NASDAQ-CNI, to host webinar on PC111 antibody for rare skin disorders. CNI Immunotherapeutics Ltd., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol SCNI, will be hosting a webinar on May 7th at 11:30 a.m. EST to discuss the potential of the PC111 antibody for rare skin disorders. This novel monoclonal antibody targets conditions like pemphigus vulgaris and SJS10 by focusing on soluble FAS ligand. The webinar will also cover development plans and unmet medical needs in this area. Panelists from CNI and Pincell will be present, offering a live Q&A session for attendees. CNI recently acquired Pincell and applied for a $12 million grant under Poland's FENG program. To learn more about CNI Immunotherapeutics Ltd., visit their website at cnai.com.
Bacterial meningitis can now be rapidly diagnosed with new test. A team of researchers at the Amsterdam University Medical Center, UMC, has developed a new test that can rapidly and accurately diagnose bacterial meningitis. The test measures levels of a protein called CRP in cerebrospinal fluid, the same protein used in diagnosing other bacterial infections. This advancement highlights the progress being made in infectious diseases research. Companies like Sologenix, Inc., NASDAQ-SNGX, are at the forefront of these developments. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively.
Seven stroke advocates recognized nationwide for resilience and community impact. The American Stroke Association is honoring seven nationwide recipients through its annual Stroke Hero Awards. celebrating survivors, caregivers, healthcare professionals, and advocates advancing awareness and support for the stroke community. Winners include Lana Wilhelm, who wrote a guide for caregivers, Carolyn Brown, who founded Stroke OT, Inc., and Sheila Beal, whose quick actions saved her husband. Helping kids with hemiplegia empowers young survivors. Mackenzie Childs raises awareness as a patient ambassador. Brisa Alfaro educates and empowers others. And Kathleen O'Leary created a support group in Buffalo. These heroes demonstrate resilience and impact in the stroke community, advocating for survivors year-round.
Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ, Hybrite, paves way for breakthrough treatment for rare skin cancer. Solagenix Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol SNGX, is making strides in the rare disease treatment market with their innovative therapy, Hybrite. This treatment has shown positive results in a study for patients with early-stage CTCL, a rare form of skin cancer. Hybrite utilizes photodynamic therapy to target and destroy cancer cells. The global market for rare disease treatments is substantial, with an estimated value of $195.2 billion in 2024 and projected growth at a CAGR of 11.6% by 2030. Solagenix is at the forefront of developing therapies for challenging diseases, providing hope for patients facing limited treatment options.
AppSwarm announces acquisition of AI-powered HealthNote Call Me app to bolster health and wellness application portfolio. AppSwarm Corp. has acquired the AI-powered HealthNote Call Me app to enhance its health and wellness application portfolio. Call Me offers stress reduction, sleep optimization, and cardiovascular health improvement. The app provides tailored tips and insights based on an 8-question check-in, making wellness tracking effortless. Users can monitor mental clarity, sleep patterns, activity levels, and blood pressure trends all in one place. With detailed reports and personalized statistics, Call Me helps users stay ahead of their health goals. Download Call Me on the Apple App Store to start your journey to a stronger, more balanced you today. Investor news breaks. HeartBeam Inc., NASDAQ beat to report Q1 2025 results and provide business update on May 13th. HeartBeam Inc. will report Q1 2025 financial results on May 13 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. CEO Robert Eno and CFO Timothy Cruikshank will discuss regulatory progress, commercial readiness efforts, and upcoming milestones. A press release and presentation will be available on the company's investor relations website. HeartBeam is a medical technology company focused on transforming cardiac care with cable-free 12-lead ECG technology. The platform aims to provide actionable heart intelligence outside of medical facilities. The company holds 13 U.S. and 4 international patents. For more information, visit www.heartbeam.com. Know the stroke signs and save lives this American Stroke Month. During American Stroke Month, the American Stroke Association urges everyone to know the signs of a stroke, as 80% are preventable with healthy lifestyle changes. Remember, FAST, face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, time to call 911. High blood pressure is a leading risk factor for stroke, but many don't know they have it. Manage your blood pressure, live a healthy lifestyle, and monitor conditions like AFib to reduce your risk. Nearly 1 in 4 stroke survivors will have another stroke, so it's crucial to identify the cause and additional risk factors. The Heart and Stroke Helper app can help survivors and caregivers track their health journey. Take action this month to learn the signs of a stroke and manage your risk factors to change the future of health.
United Health Products announces OTCQB uplisting and FDA update. United Health Products, Inc. has been approved to uplist its common shares from the OTC Pink Market to the OTCQB Venture Market, effective May 1, 2025. This move is expected to increase visibility to investors and improve stock liquidity as the company progresses with its FDA application for pre-market approval of its Cellustat hemostatic gauze. The FDA recently declined to approve the company's IDE application for a clinical study, citing findings from a BIMO audit. UHP and the FDA are working to resolve this issue. UHP has developed a hemostatic agent called Cellustat hemostatic gauze designed to control bleeding and is seeking approval for the human surgical market. For more information, visit w.uhpcorp.com or contact the company at info@uhpcorp.com. Love Your Liver, the bold campaign fighting liver cancer in Asian American communities. Blue Fairy, the Adrienne Wilson Liver Cancer Association, continues its Love Your Liver campaign, now in its fifth year, focusing on liver cancer risk factors in Asian American and Pacific Islander communities. Asian Americans are twice as likely to have chronic hepatitis B, the leading cause of liver cancer in this group. Lack of early symptoms and access barriers make liver cancer a significant health disparity. The campaign promotes prevention through actions like hepatitis B vaccination and regular screenings. Love Your Liver Live on May 8, 2025, will feature liver cancer specialist Dr. Deneng Lee, offering tools for better liver health understanding. Blue Fairy's mission is to prevent, treat, and cure primary liver cancer through research, education, and advocacy.
Mental Health Awareness Month Open House being hosted by the Florida Chapter of CCHR. The Florida Chapter of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR, is hosting an open house in observance of Mental Health Awareness Month. They are urging citizens to examine the multi-billion-dollar mental health industry and question if the outcomes are worth the cost. The U.S. invested $329 billion in total behavioral health spending in 2022, a 94% increase since 2012. The United States spends more than any other wealthy nation on healthcare, yet has a lower life expectancy and higher suicide rate. CCHR President Diane Stein points to an alliance between the psychiatric and pharmaceutical industries as a likely reason for inflated mental health treatment expenditures. They are inviting the public to learn more about how the psychiatric industry has failed its patients and explore alternative solutions at their offices on Fort Harrison Ave.
Kids Care Pediatrics expands presence in North Carolina with integration of Premier Pediatrics of Southern Pines. Kids Care Pediatrics, a trusted provider of pediatric healthcare in North Carolina, has integrated Premier Pediatrics of Southern Pines into its network. Led by Dr. Jill Robertson, Premier Pediatrics is now part of the Kids Care family, offering personalized and high-quality care at the existing location. Patients will benefit from access to any of the 26 Kids Care locations across 70 counties in the state. The integration of Premier Pediatrics systems with Kids Care's platform is underway to ensure a smooth transition. Dr. Ashok Jain expressed excitement about extending their nationally recognized care model to more families, emphasizing seamless and compassionate pediatric care. To learn more about Kids Care Pediatrics and its commitment to equitable health care, visit their website. Keep Abreast awards $100,000 to breast cancer survivors in fifth year of groundbreaking program. The Keep Abreast Foundation announces the fifth cycle of its Give Back Grant program, awarding $100,000 to women of color impacted by breast cancer. In partnership with Curvy Couture and Smart and Sexy, the funding will benefit 200 breast cancer patients and survivors. Launched in 2020, the program addresses the disproportionate impact on communities of color. To date, over $700,000 in microgrants have been provided to ease financial burdens. Recipients are selected through a community-centered review process and must self-identify as BIPOC. Keep Abreast encourages donations to sustain and expand future cycles of the program. For more information, visit keepabreast.org/givebackgrant.
AI Newsbreak's Monogram Technologies, Inc., MGRM, secures Indian regulatory approval for robotic knee surgery clinical trial. Monogram Technologies, Inc., a NASDAQ-listed company, has secured Indian regulatory approval for a robotic knee surgery clinical trial. The approval allows Monogram to import its Embose TKA system and conduct a 102-patient trial in partnership with Shalby Limited. The study will assess the safety and effectiveness of Monogram's robotic total knee replacement system using a consensus CKS implant, with surgeries set to begin within 90 business days. CEO Benjamin Sexson sees this as a significant milestone towards commercial launch, while partners from Reliance Life Sciences and Shalby believe the trial will raise global orthopedic standards. Monogram Technologies is focused on revolutionizing orthopedic surgery with AI-driven robotics, aiming to improve human health through patient-optimized orthopedic implants and robotic surgical equipment.
Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., NYS American, CLDI, committed to advancing cancer care with innovative RT-NOVA platform research. Kaliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., committed to advancing cancer care, has announced preclinical results for its RT-NOVA platform, a breakthrough in delivering gene therapy to targeted tumors. These trials show precision in delivering therapeutic payloads while attacking tumors. With cancer remaining a global threat, the World Health Organization projects over 9.7 million deaths in 2024 and a 77% increase in cancer burden by 2050. Kaliti Biotherapeutics' innovative approach addresses the urgent need for more effective cancer treatments. Learn more about their groundbreaking research at CLDI's newsroom. AI can predict the recurrence of brain tumors in kids, study finds. A team of researchers has used temporal learning to train an AI system to predict the likelihood of brain cancer recurring in kids diagnosed with gliomas. This AI model analyzes magnetic resonance images taken after treatment, helping patients start treatment early. Early detection could improve the success rates of brain tumor treatments that companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., CNSP, are developing. To learn more about the latest news and updates from CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc., visit their newsroom. BioMedWire is a communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively. BioMed News Breaks. Nutriband, Inc., NASDAQ NTRB, CEO issues shareholder letter, highlighting 2024 milestones and 2025 commercialization goals. Nutriband, Inc., NASDAQ NTRB, CEO Gareth shareholder letter, highlighting key achievements in 2024 and plans for 2025. The company is advancing its Aversa abuse deterrent transdermal technology, transitioning to commercial development with Candiva drug delivery. Aversa fentanyl and Aversa buprenorphine could reach peak annual sales of up to $200 million and $130 million, respectively. Nutriband expanded its global patent portfolio to 46 countries and raised $8.4 million in a non-brokered placement. Revenue growth is expected in 2025 from its Pocono Pharma subsidiary, driven by its partnership with KT Tape.
Nutriband, Inc., NTRB. Leadership team, driving innovation and shaping the future of global healthcare. Nutriband, Inc., NTRB, is making waves with its leadership team, driving innovation and shaping the future of global healthcare. CEO Sheridan's international perspective was highlighted in a recent BBC News article, while Chairman Sergey Melnyk shared Nutriband's mission and plans in a market interview. Sheridan's influence was further recognized as a finalist for the 2025 EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards, solidifying his position in the healthcare and business sectors. Nutriband's voice is shaping discussions on entrepreneurship, innovation, and healthcare. For more information on NTRB, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks. 51 Labs EY and UAV Corp. UMAV appoints new CEO, launches BioSentry division for real-time biohazard detection. 51 Labs Inc. has appointed Michael Lawson as CEO and chairman, launching its BioSentry division for biohazard detection. The division will use PCR spectrometry and AI analytics to detect threats in defense, public health, and industrial safety. 51 Labs has partnered with UAV Corp. UMAV to integrate sensors with UAVs, issuing a UMAV share dividend to FET shareholders. The company is focusing on securing Department of Defense contracts, opting not to proceed with the Genetic Networks acquisition. Brandon Spikes and Robert Clark remain in key roles as the company advances safety and wellness technologies.
Pediatric affiliates to open new location in Jackson, New Jersey, as part of U.S. Pediatric Partners Network. Pediatric Affiliates, a trusted pediatric practice in New Jersey, is expanding with a new location in Jackson Township. This new office, opening in early summer, will offer a full range of pediatric services to families in surrounding communities like Jackson Mills and Woodmere. with experienced providers and a commitment to high-quality care, Pediatric Affiliates aims to make a meaningful difference in children's health. The new Jackson office will be open 6 days a week, offering same-day appointments and weekend hours. This expansion is part of U.S. Pediatric Partners' mission to increase access to care in growing communities. To learn more about Pediatric Affiliates and the new Jackson location, visit pediaf.com.
Meet Herb, the RCM community's first AI agent built to connect providers with verified solutions. RCR Hub has officially launched Herb, the healthcare revenue cycle management industry's first AI agent. Herb is trained to connect providers with verified healthcare revenue cycle business partners, unlike generic AI assistants. Herb filters out noise to provide targeted recommendations, connecting users with vetted partners. RCR Hub ensures every partner is active in RCM with a valid company name and service description. Herb empowers users by delivering tailored matches, making direct connections, and evolving through feedback. He's not selling anything, just here to connect the right people and support a smarter future for the revenue cycle community. Visit rcrhub.com to meet Herb and explore the platform.
San Francisco Dental Implant Center announces newly expanded content for all-on-4 or same-day dental implants. San Francisco Dental Implant Center, known as sfdentalimplants.com, has expanded its content for all-on-4 dental implants. Dr. Alex Rabinovich recommends online research and a consultation for those hesitant about dental implants, as missing teeth can lead to various oral health issues. The updated pages showcase before and after photos, emphasizing the importance of a healthy smile in both personal and professional life. Dental implants, like the all-on-4 procedure, can restore oral health and appearance. Dr. Rabinovich, an expert oral surgeon, offers customized solutions for broken, missing, or unhealthy teeth in the San Francisco Bay Area. Dental implants not only enhance aesthetics, but also promote long-term mouth hygiene and facial appearance.
Expert Docs and Urgent Care Pros partner to increase revenue with AI-enabled medical coding. Expert Docs, a leader in medical coding automation, has partnered with Urgent Care Pros in Southern California to optimize medical coding processes. By implementing expert coding, Urgent Care Pros has seen improvements in charge capture, reduced denials, and accelerated claim submission. This collaboration has led to a 20% increase in revenue, with charge entry lag now under 2 days and coding-related denials below 2%. Expert Docs' AI-powered solution aims to simplify coding processes and improve ROI for urgent care providers, allowing them to focus more on delivering exceptional patient care. Founded in 2015, Expert Docs specializes in AI-powered data analytics and business intelligence platforms for healthcare providers. For more information, visit www.expertdocs.com.
American Heart Association stands together with Arkansas and against the soda industry to reduce sugary drink consumption. The American Heart Association is standing with Arkansas health officials in their efforts to reduce sugary drink consumption, despite opposition from the soda industry. The association supports Arkansas's application to prohibit sugary beverage purchases within the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The soda industry has long opposed efforts to address overconsumption of sugary drinks. CEO Nancy Brown emphasizes that sugary drinks are a major source of added sugars in the U.S. diet and can lead to cardiovascular disease. The association is committed to decreasing sugary beverage consumption and increasing healthy food consumption. They have advocated for sugary beverage taxes in various cities and are proud to support Arkansas's efforts to remove sugary drinks from SNAP.
Biomed news breaks. Sologenics Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, moves forward to strengthen the case for Hybrite. Sologenics, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, is advancing its Phase 3 replication study for Hybrite TM, a novel photodynamic therapy for early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Hybrite offers a non-invasive, well-tolerated alternative targeting malignant T-cells with precision. With patient enrollment underway and interim analysis expected in early 2026, the study aims to meet regulatory requirements for commercial availability. This milestone aligns with Sologenics' strategy of innovative therapeutic approaches for rare diseases. The progress of Hybrite TM highlights the potential of photodynamic therapy for dermatological and oncological conditions, expanding treatment options for patients.
GeoVax presents Gedeptin clinical data at the American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting. GeoVax Labs, Inc. presented new clinical data on Gedeptin at the American Association for Cancer Research annual meeting. The study evaluated Gedeptin's safety and efficacy in patients with advanced head and neck cancer, showing promising results. No dose-limiting toxicities were reported, and treatment-related adverse events were minimal. Following these findings, GeoVax is preparing for a Phase 2 trial combining Gedeptin with pembrolizumab as neoadjuvant therapy for relapsed squamous cell HNNCA. Gedeptin is a viral vector gene therapy that selectively kills cancer cells by disrupting RNA and protein synthesis. This innovative approach offers hope for patients with hard-to-treat solid tumors.
AI news breaks. Adagese is reshaping patient care through smart tech. Adagese is transforming healthcare with its AI-centric software solutions and proactive care platform, designed to streamline operations and improve patient care. The platform utilizes predictive analytics to forecast incentive payments and integrate with electronic health record systems, simplifying financial operations for providers. By focusing on eliminating administrative burdens, Adagese allows healthcare organizations to maximize revenue opportunities and shift towards value-based care. As a leader in healthcare technology, Adagese is at the forefront of driving meaningful change in the industry. For more information, visit adagese.com. Biomed news breaks. Nanoviricides, NYS American NNVC, advances measles drug development with broad-spectrum antiviral NV387. Nanoviricides, Inc. provided an update on its measles drug development program, highlighting the potential of its broad-spectrum antiviral candidate NV387. With declining vaccination rates raising the risk of measles becoming endemic in the United States, the company emphasized the need for an effective antiviral treatment. NV387, which has shown success against related viruses like RSV in animal models, is being prepared for an animal study in humanized mice. The candidate has completed Phase 1 trials with no adverse events and has demonstrated strong antiviral efficacy across multiple viruses that utilize the HSPG infection pathway, providing a rationale for its potential effectiveness against measles. Biomed news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. TNXP presents positive preclinical data for TNX-1700 at AACR 2025. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. presented positive preclinical data for TNX-1700 at AACR 2025, showing a fusion protein version of TFF2 reduced immunosuppressive neutrophils and enhanced anti-tumor immune responses in gastric cancer models. The company is advancing TNX-1700 under a license from Columbia University to target the tumor microenvironment in gastric and colon cancers. Tonix is also focused on submitting an NDA for TNX-102SL this month, a product candidate for fibromyalgia management. Additionally, the company was awarded a contract by the U.S. Department of Defense to develop TNX-4200, antiviral agents targeting CD45. Tonix's development portfolio includes treatments for CNS disorders, organ transplant rejection, autoimmunity, and cancer, with a commercial subsidiary marketing migraine treatments.
NutriCorp's subsidiary, NutriLife Sciences, expands rapidly with new joint venture partnerships. NutriCorp's subsidiary, NutriLife Sciences, has expanded rapidly through new joint venture partnerships, securing multiple partnerships with private practices and opening 4 new clinical research sites across various specialties. These new sites include urgent care, family medicine and IV therapy, optometry, interventional cardiology, and pediatric pulmonology. This expansion demonstrates NutriLife Sciences' commitment to delivering high-quality clinical research services, strengthening its capabilities to serve a broader patient population. The company plans to further expand into additional specialties to support contract research organizations and sponsors with a wider range of clinical indications, accelerating the development of innovative treatments. NutriCorp also recently announced its intent to acquire Cura Connector, a healthcare technology company with a patent-pending platform for outpatient care delivery. For more information on participating in clinical trials or the company's growth, contact Nutra Life Sciences at 281-598-0200 or info@nutralifesciences.com. Investor news breaks. HeartBeam Inc. Repeat reports positive valid ECG study results supporting 12-lead ECG technology. HeartBeam Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, recently announced positive results from its valid ECG study, showcasing a 93.4% diagnostic agreement with standard 12-lead ECGs for arrhythmia assessment. Dr. Thomas Deering presented the findings at the Heart Rhythm Society's annual conference. The company's 3D ECG technology, designed for a credit card-sized device, aims to provide hospital-grade cardiac insights to patients anywhere. Commercialization is planned post-FDA clearance. HeartBeam is focused on revolutionizing cardiac care by offering cable-free 12-lead ECGs for actionable heart intelligence outside medical facilities, holding numerous patents in the field. For more information, visit HeartBeam's website.
Investor news breaks. Anovis Bio Inc., NYSVS, appoints Hui Liu as Director of Biostatistics. Anovis Bio Inc., a company focused on addressing neurodegeneration in diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, has appointed Hui Liu as Director of Biostatistics. With over 19 years of experience in clinical trial design and analysis, Liu will help reinforce the scientific integrity of data and enhance regulatory strategies for the company's transformative therapies. Anovis Bio is currently advancing its pivotal Phase 3 Alzheimer's disease trial, aiming to develop therapies that target multiple neurotoxic proteins to improve patients' quality of life. For more information, visit Anovis Bio's website and social channels.
Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYS American, CLDI, reports innovative RTNOVA platform research exemplifies pivotal role of research. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., listed on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol CLDI, has announced groundbreaking research on its RTNOVA platform, showcasing the pivotal role of research in cancer treatment. The National Cancer Institute emphasizes the importance of research in improving outcomes for cancer patients. CLDI's systemic RTNOVA platform has shown promising results in delivering gene therapy to targeted tumors, opening doors for developing multiple assets for various indications. Cancer continues to be a significant health challenge globally, underscoring the need for continuous research to discover effective treatments. Through relentless scientific inquiry, innovative therapies are being developed, providing hope to millions. This recent development by Kaliti Biotherapeutics highlights the critical role of research in advancing cancer treatment, shaping the future of precision medicine in combating the disease.
$1 million awarded to research linked between cardiovascular risk reduction, GLP-1 use. The American Heart Association has awarded $1 million to research the link between cardiovascular risk reduction and the use of GLP-1 medications. Seven new scientific research studies aim to uncover which patients with obesity and cardiovascular disease benefit most from these therapies. The findings could help tailor treatment strategies and maximize the cardiovascular benefits of these medications. Led by researchers from institutions such as Duke University and the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center, these projects will analyze data on how GLP-1 medications impact heart health, compare different medications' performance in lowering heart problems, and study the effects of these medications on diverse populations. The American Heart Association continues to fund groundbreaking research to improve heart and brain health worldwide. Colorado Rural Health Center sounds alarm over proposed cuts to rural health. The Colorado Rural Health Center is strongly opposing the Trump administration's proposed FY 2026 budget, which includes drastic cuts to vital safety net programs in rural Colorado. CRHC CEO Michelle Mills emphasized the importance of federal funding for rural healthcare, calling it an investment in thriving communities. The proposed budget would eliminate key programs like the State Office of Rural Health, FLEX, and SHIP, which provide essential support to rural healthcare facilities. With 21 rural Colorado hospitals operating at a loss, these cuts could lead to facility closures. CRHC urges full funding for these programs to ensure sustainable healthcare in rural communities. To learn more about advocating for rural healthcare sustainability, contact the Colorado Rural Health Center at web@ruralhealth.org.
Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts host Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, CME Conference in primary and specialty care settings. Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts is hosting a CME conference in Hilton Head Island, SC from July 29th to August 1st, 2025. Healthcare professionals can earn up to 26 CME credits and 4.75 APRN pharmacology credits. Expert speakers will cover topics like dermatology, diabetes, orthopedics, women's health, cardiology, and emergency medicine. Attendees will learn about common dermatology conditions, managing obesity in primary care, LGBTQ+ healthcare, and more. For those unable to attend, virtual conferences are available in various locations throughout the year. Skin, Bones, Hearts, and Private Parts has been a popular choice for medical professionals since 2011, offering valuable education and networking opportunities. Visit skinbonescme.com for more information.
The Yellow Bottle Probiotic brings clarity to digestive aisle confusion. The Yellow Bottle Probiotic is making waves in the supplement market by offering a minimalist approach to wellness. With a focus on transparency and customer trust, this new brand stands out with its simple packaging, honest messaging, and well-formulated probiotic. Designed for those tired of overwhelming choices, the Yellow Bottle delivers a clean product without the gimmicks. Customer feedback has praised the brand's clean design, user-friendly experience, and professional support. The Yellow Bottle plans to expand into select wellness retail outlets later this year, but for now, the product is exclusively available online through their official website. With a mission of clarity, confidence, and consistency, the Yellow Bottle is setting a new standard in probiotic solutions.
Federal whistleblower files constitutional challenge to private equity HG Capital-controlled bankruptcy in WellPath Holdings case. Dr. Kanwar Partap Singh Gill, MD, a federal whistleblower and board-certified physician, has filed a 75-in-1 verified emergency motion suit in the WellPath Holdings bankruptcy case, alleging procedural fraud and ADA retaliation by private equity sponsor HIG Capital. Dr. Gill asserts that the bankruptcy was used to eliminate legal exposure through non-consensual releases and ballot manipulation. Despite submitting objections, they were not docketed, leading Dr. Gill to file the motion suit to challenge the reorganization process. The filing includes motions to strike plan supplements, invalidate tainted ballots, and enforce constitutional due process rights. A confirmation hearing is set for April 30th, 2025 in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas. Dr. Gill plans to pursue post-confirmation remedies through Rule 60 relief, appellate review, and federal prosecution, advocating for healthcare integrity, disability rights, and constitutional protections.
Tivard to present data demonstrating tRNA-based therapy rescued full-length dystrophin and motor function in Duchenne muscular dystrophy model. Tivard Biosciences Inc. will present preclinical data at the ASGCT annual meeting demonstrating that their suppressor tRNA therapy rescued full-length dystrophin protein and restored motor function in a Duchenne muscular dystrophy model. The study showed no adverse treatment effects and supports the potential of this approach to effectively treat DMD patients with nonsense mutations. The presentation will detail how muscles of treated animals expressed full-length dystrophin protein in a dose-dependent manner, leading to a significant restoration of motor function. Nonsense mutations are found in approximately 15% of DMD patients and are associated with more severe forms of the disorder. Tivard Biosciences is pioneering tRNA-based therapies to cure genetic diseases, including DMD, and is focused on advancing their suppressor tRNA platform in various disorders.
Investor news breaks. BriaCell Therapeutics Corp., BCTX, BCTXZ, prices $13.8 million public offering. BriaCell Therapeutics Z has priced a public offering of 366,666 units at $4.50 per unit, totaling approximately $13.8 million in gross proceeds. Each unit consists of one common share or pre-funded warrant and one warrant exercisable at $5.25 per share. The offering, led by ThinkEquity, is set to close on April 28, 2025. BriaCell intends to use the net proceeds for working capital, corporate purposes, and advancing business objectives. BriaCell is a clinical-stage biotechnology company focused on developing novel immunotherapies to revolutionize cancer care.
Biomed news breaks. Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., NYSE Americ, advances RTNOVA platform with IL-15 superagonist payload. Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc., AI, has advanced its RTNOVA platform with the selection of IL-15 superagonist as the first therapeutic payload. Preclinical data presented at the AACR annual meeting demonstrate that Calliti's engineered vaccinia virus can deliver IL-15 superagonist directly into the tumor microenvironment, enhancing immune response and tumor elimination while minimizing systemic toxicity. The RTNOVA platform aims to treat metastatic cancers by enabling systemic delivery of tumor-targeted virotherapies. Calliti Biotherapeutics specializes in technology that empowers the immune system to combat cancer, utilizing stem cell-based platforms for multiple oncology indications. For more information, visit www.callitibio.com.
Investor News Breaks, Kairos Pharma Ltd., YC American, Kappa, to present CROSS-101 data at 2025 ASCO Annual Meeting. Kairos Pharma Ltd. will present new data on CROSS-101, a small molecule GITR ligand agonist, at the 2025 ASCO Annual Meeting. The poster, titled Effect of CROSS-101 on T-Effector Cells, T-Reg Cells, and Intratumoral CD8 T-Cell Cytotoxicity, will be presented on June 2nd in Chicago. Kairos CEO John Yu, MD, emphasized the opportunity to advance discussions on KROS-101's potential in cancer treatment. Kairos Pharma, based in Los Angeles, specializes in oncology therapeutics, using structural biology to combat drug resistance and immune suppression in cancer. The company's lead candidate, ENV-105, is in Phase 2 clinical trials for castrate-resistant prostate cancer and Phase 1 trials for lung cancer, targeting CD105 to reverse drug resistance and enhance standard therapies. For more information, visit www.kairospharma.com. Senator Dave Cortes and Mother's Milk Bank California announced Senate Resolution 20, designating May as first-ever California Human Milk Donation Month. Senator Dave Cortes and Mother's Milk Bank California have announced State Resolution 20, designating May as the first-ever California Human Milk Donation Month. This resolution aims to emphasize the crucial role of donor human milk in enhancing infant health outcomes and address the growing demand for pasteurized donor human milk, PDHM. With only 2% of eligible donors currently donating breast milk, the need for more donors is urgent. The State of Human Milk Banking in California report highlights the increasing demand for PDHM, with a 30% rise in the past year. The goal is to raise awareness about the life-saving benefits of donor human milk and ensure every premature and medically fragile infant has access to this vital resource.
Nephros launches new S100 inline microfilter. Nephros Inc. has launched the S100 inline filter, expanding their infection control portfolio with enhanced installation flexibility. This new model supports bacterial remediation in various settings, including emergency eyewash stations and dental equipment. With a 0.1 micron pore size and FDA clearance, it offers increased flow rate, 90-day filter life, and meets ASTM F838 standards. President and CEO Robert Banks stated that this addition bridges the gap between microfiltration and ultrafiltration product lines, providing tailored water safety solutions. The S100 inline filter is available in quick connect and threaded configurations, with compatible installation kits for easy integration. For more information about Nephros and their filtration products, visit nephros.com.
From IgGFC to AOC, Creative Biolabs achieves key breakthroughs in ADC development. Creative Biolabs has achieved key breakthroughs in ADC development, focusing on engineering the immunoglobulin GFC region. By precisely regulating glycosylation sites in the FC region, they enhance the targeted killing ability and stability of ADCs. the company has developed several IgG-Fc modification products and bispecific ADCs targeting two non-overlapping epitopes. Creative Biolabs offers a fully integrated development service covering target screening, antibody design, and drug conjugation. They also excel in antibody oligonucleotide conjugates development, providing custom services to global research institutions for breakthrough research projects.
Unlocking holistic health, biotin dosage and benefits. Me First Living introduces a new range of premium health supplements, including mushroom complex, turmeric with black pepper, and biotin. These supplements are designed to enhance overall wellness through natural ingredients. Mushroom complex supplements offer focus, concentration, and brain health benefits. Turmeric with black pepper supports heart health and combats inflammation. Biotin benefits hair, skin, and nails, promoting a radiant appearance. Me First Living prioritizes quality with products tested for purity and potency. Their supplements are GMP certified and backed by customer satisfaction guarantees. Choose Me First Living for natural solutions to support your health journey.
Biomed News Breaks: Why Nutriband Inc. NTRB is one to watch. Nutriband Inc. NTRB is making waves with its innovative Aversa TM abuse deterrent technology and business model. This technology aims to enhance the safety of transdermal drugs like fentanyl, ensuring accessibility for patients in need. With patents in multiple countries, Nutriband's approach involves improving safety, efficacy, and patient comfort for existing FDA-approved drugs. The company's lead product is an abuse-deterrent fentanyl patch incorporating the Aversa TM technology. For more information, visit Nutriband's website. Stay updated on NTRB news by visiting the company's newsroom. D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYSE QBTS, and Japan Tobacco Complete Quantum AI Project, designed to improve drug discovery outcomes. D-Wave Quantum Inc. and Japan Tobacco's pharmaceutical division completed a proof-of-concept project to enhance drug discovery. D-Wave's quantum computer trained large language models within Japan Tobacco's AI framework, outperforming classical methods in generating drug-like molecules. Japan Tobacco plans to further explore quantum AI in molecular design based on these results. D-Wave, a leader in quantum computing systems, software, and services, partnered with Japan Tobacco to successfully apply quantum computing and AI to drug discovery, demonstrating the superiority of a hybrid quantum classical system in generating potential drug compounds. D-Wave's annealing quantum computer was instrumental in training large language models for chemical structure generation within Japan Tobacco's drug discovery process. Adage's offering comprehensive healthcare AI tools to support profitable shift to value-based care. Adage's offers an AI-powered financial technology platform tailored to healthcare providers transitioning to value-based care. Their analytics engine predicts revenue performance and simplifies contract reimbursement analysis, maximizing financial efficiency. The platform integrates with over 90 EHR systems, supporting providers with improved cash flow and funding access. Adage's acts as an advocate for providers, helping them understand expected payments from insurers. With growing adoption, Adage's expands investor partnerships and develops tools for smaller healthcare practices, facilitating a profitable shift to value-based care. Scientists ID bacteria that could be behind multiple sclerosis development. A new study focusing on twins has found that individuals with a larger presence of certain bacteria types could have a higher likelihood of developing multiple sclerosis. These findings could offer new ways to halt the disease's progression or prevent it altogether. With so many teams, such as the research team at Clean Inc., devoting time and other resources to understand this connection, there is hope for advancements in MS treatment. Investors can find the latest news and updates related to Clean Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform that focuses on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public.
BioMed News Breaks: Calliditas Biotherapeutics Inc., NY American, CLDI, grants inducement stock option to new CEO Eric Poma. Calliti Biotherapeutics, a clinical-stage biotechnology company, has granted an inducement stock option to its new CEO Eric Poma, PhD. The option allows him to purchase 726,412 shares at 469 cents per share, with vesting over 4 years. This move aligns with NYSE American LLC company guide regulations. Calliti specializes in technology empowering the immune system to fight cancer using stem cell-based platforms for oncolytic viruses. The company's goal is to enhance efficacy and patient safety in treating solid tumors. For more information, visit CallitiBio.com.
Investor news breaks. Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, featured in Benzinga video highlighting 75% high bright response rate in FDA-backed skin cancer trial. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on rare diseases, is highlighted in a Benzinga video for achieving a 75% response rate in a trial for its lead candidate Hybrite, targeting cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The trial, supported by FDA funding, demonstrates Hybrite's potential as a first-in-class, light-activated therapy. Hybrite, a photodynamic therapy activated by visible light, has received orphan drug and fast-track designations. Solagenix plans to advance regulatory discussions for potential commercialization of Hybrite worldwide. Exploring Creative Biolabs' excellence in CIK therapy development solutions. Creative Biolabs, a leading biotechnology company, excels in CI therapy development solutions. CIK therapy utilizes the body's immune system to target and destroy cancer cells. Creative Biolabs offers a Cellrapeutics one-stop service for CIK therapy development, covering CIK isolation, activation, expansion, and in vitro and in vivo characterization. By utilizing advanced techniques and optimization strategies, CIK cell therapy enhancement is promising in cancer immunotherapy. With a focus on innovation and patient outcomes, Creative Biolabs is committed to advancing CIK cell therapy solutions, reducing time and costs for researchers. Learn more about Creative Biolabs' CIK therapy development solutions at their website.
Cancer support community SF Bay Area breaks ground on innovative support center boosted by anonymous donation match. Cancer support community San Francisco Bay Area broke ground on a new state-of-the-art cancer support center in Lafayette, CA, marking the final phase of their capital campaign rooted in resilience. With $2.6 million left to raise, the campaign has raised $30 million, including a $5 million anonymous donation match. This milestone event was attended by key figures like the mayor of Lafayette, Susan Candel, who praised CSC's impact on the community. The new facility, set on 6 acres near Lafayette Reservoir, will expand access to free supportive care programs, including counseling, support groups, and more. Donations are welcome to help complete this innovative center and double the impact of every dollar through the anonymous match.
GeoVax responds to detection of clade Wempox in North Carolina wastewater. GeoVax Labs Inker responds to the detection of clade Wempox viral particles in North Carolina wastewater samples, highlighting the urgent need for expanded preparedness and Mpox vaccine availability. The company's GeoMVA vaccine is advancing as the leading U.S.-developed Mpox vaccine candidate, with clinical trials expected to begin in the second half of 2025. GeoVax emphasizes the importance of early detection and vaccine access in strengthening pandemic preparedness, urging policymakers to expand funding for surveillance systems and support U.S.-based manufacturing for enhanced biosecurity. Utah Healthcare Innovation Network, UIN, announces inaugural cohort of healthcare startups. The Utah Healthcare Innovation Network has announced its inaugural cohort of healthcare startups in collaboration with Park City Angels, BioUtah, BioHive, and the Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity. These companies will participate in UHIN's Accelerator Program, receiving mentorship, fundraising education, and entrepreneurial skill development. Among the selected companies are Bloom Surgical, revolutionizing laparoscopic surgery, Diagnostic Ventures focused on rapid diagnostics, Digibeat simplifying cardiac screening, Frostbite developing a glove liner to prevent frostbite, Micromist RX with a prescription-controlled inhaler, Neuro Robotic Technologies offering an electronic grip gauge for rehabilitation,
and Reflow DX Inc. addressing laryngopharyngeal reflux diagnosis. Yuhan aims to drive healthcare advancements and solidify Utah's position as a leader in the industry. Helix Biopharma Corp. appoints new COO and communications director to accelerate growth and deliver on its mission against hard-to-treat cancers. Helix Biopharma Corp. announces the appointments of Veronica Canziora as Chief Operating Officer and Jessica Corniactis, DPhil, as Director of Communications. Ms. Canziora, with over 20 years of leadership experience, brings administrative acumen and deep institutional knowledge to her role. Dr. Corniactis, a communications strategist with a background in the humanities, combines analytical depth with clear storytelling. Both appointments strengthen Helix's leadership team. Ms. Canziora aims to bring structure and strategic alignment, while Dr. Corniactis focuses on shaping the company's communication strategy. CEO Thomas Merling praises their strengths and contributions. Helix Biopharma is committed to developing novel therapies to combat hard-to-treat cancers with a diverse pipeline of drug candidates. For more information, visit their website.
Tech Media Breaks, Interscope Hearing Technologies, INND, expands footprint with launch of OTeachHealthMart.com. Interscope Hearing Technologies, traded under the symbol INND, has expanded its reach with the launch of OTeachHealthMart.com. This new platform offers a wide range of over-the-counter health and wellness products, including affordable hearing aids, specialty vitamins for the 55-plus demographic, and plans for durable medical equipment. CEO Matthew Moore expressed excitement about the launch, emphasizing their commitment to affordable health solutions. Interscope aims to become a leader in OTC hearing health and digital health, providing innovative products and services to those in need. To stay updated on Interscope's latest news, visit investor.ind.com. Tech Media Wire, a platform focused on technology companies, is where breaking news and actionable information converge, offering tailored corporate communication solutions for public and private companies.
Tech Media Breaks, Interscope Hearing Technologies, expands footprint with launch of OTeachHealthMart.com. Interscope Hearing Technologies has expanded its footprint with the launch of OTeachHealthMart.com, offering a wide range of over-the-counter health products. The platform includes premium and affordable OTC hearing aids, a specialty line of vitamins for the 55-plus demographic, and plans to add durable medical equipment in the future. CEO Matthew Moore expressed excitement about the launch, emphasizing the commitment to affordable health solutions. Interscope aims to make quality healthcare products accessible to all, with a focus on innovative and affordable health and wellness solutions. For more information and updates, visit investor.ind.com.
Navex One, supporting HIPAA compliance with integrated risk and compliance content. Navex, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management solutions, announces that Navex One now offers centralized policy management, employee training, and risk assessment solutions aligned with HIPAA. HIPAA sets national standards for safeguarding patient health information, and Navex One supports healthcare organizations in meeting these requirements. By providing tools for policy management, training, risk assessment, and audit preparation, Navex One streamlines HIPAA compliance, reduces administrative burden, and promotes a proactive approach to privacy and risk management. Learn more about Navex One's HIPAA compliance software on their website. Navex One, supporting HIPAA compliance with integrated risk and compliance content. Navex, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management solutions, announces that Navex One now offers centralized policy management, employee training, and risk assessment solutions aligned with HIPAA. HIPAA sets national standards for safeguarding patient health information, and Navex One supports healthcare organizations in meeting these requirements. By providing tools for policy management, employee training, risk assessment, and audit preparation, Navex One simplifies HIPAA compliance, reduces administrative burden, and promotes a proactive approach to privacy and risk management. Learn more about Navex One's HIPAA compliance software on their website. GeoVax highlights strong clinical results following presentation of multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine at the 25th Annual World Vaccine Congress. GeoVax Labs, Inc. presented strong clinical results for its multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccine, GEO-CM04S1, at the 25th Annual World Vaccine Congress. The vaccine demonstrated durable T-cell and antibody responses in both healthy and immunocompromised populations. In phase 1 trials, 100% of healthy adults produced spike IgG antibodies, with 98% showing a T-cell response post-vaccination. In a phase 2 booster trial, GEO-CM04S1 showed comparable immunogenicity at lower doses and increased neutralization titers against multiple COVID-19 variants. The vaccine also outperformed an approved vaccine in immunocompromised populations, generating higher T-cell responses. These results highlight the potential of GEO-CM04S1 to provide broad and lasting protection against COVID-19. Neurosense Therapeutics is on verge of potential blockbuster pharma deal, as ALS drug shows 58% survival improvement. Neurosense Therapeutics is in advanced discussions with a global pharmaceutical giant for a partnership that could bring significant upfront capital and fully fund the upcoming phase 3 trial of their ALS therapy, PrimeC. CEO Alon Ben-Noon is optimistic about the potential deal, which could mark a turning point for the company. Previous partnerships in the neurodegenerative disease space have been lucrative, with substantial upfront payments and milestone opportunities. PrimeC's phase 2b results showed a 33% slowing of disease progression and a 58% improvement in survival rates compared to placebo, positioning it as a promising ALS treatment. The company's dual-track commercialization strategy includes pursuing fast-track approval in Canada while preparing for a global phase 3 trial. Recent scientific validation at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting confirmed PrimeC's mechanism of action, targeting multiple disease pathways simultaneously. With upcoming catalysts like Canadian regulatory progress and phase 3 initiation in the second half of 2025, investors have compelling reasons to keep a close eye on Neurosense Therapeutics.
Neurosense Therapeutics is on verge of potential blockbuster pharma deal as ALS drug shows 58% survival improvement. Neurosense Therapeutics is in advanced discussions with a global pharmaceutical giant for a transformative partnership that could propel their ALS therapy toward commercialization. The potential blockbuster deal, expected to fully fund the upcoming phase 3 trial, has been extended to negotiate substantial terms. Recent phase 2b results for PrimeC showed a 33% slowing of disease progression and a remarkable 58% improvement in survival rates. With a dual-track commercialization strategy and scientific validation at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting, Neurosense's approach combines two FDA-approved drugs to target multiple ALS pathways simultaneously. Investors are urged to monitor upcoming catalysts, including Canadian regulatory progress, partnership announcement, and phase 3 initiation in the second half of 2025, as Neurosense progresses in the neurodegenerative disease treatment landscape.
Solagenix's Hybrite shows 75% response rate in skin cancer trial, backed by FDA funding. Solagenix's novel skin cancer treatment, Hybrite, is showing impressive results in treating cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, with 75% of patients seeing significant improvement after just 18 weeks. 6 out of 8 patients evaluated showed major improvement in their skin lesions, with 3 achieving a complete response. Unlike current treatments that can take 6 to 12 months to work, Hybrite appears to work faster and safer, using visible light instead of harmful UV radiation. The FDA is funding the study with a $2.6 million grant, recognizing its potential. With the company enrolling patients in its phase 3 Flash 2 trial, Hybrite could become the first safe frontline treatment for this rare disease, potentially capturing a significant market share.
How stem cells help in blood cancer treatment. Stem cells are crucial in treating blood cancers like leukemia, myeloma, and lymphoma. Stem cell therapy has been a game changer for many patients. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. invest heavily in this technology. Not all cancers can be treated with stem cells, but for those that can, it offers hope for a cure. BioMedWire is a platform focused on the latest developments in biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively. How stem cells help in blood cancer treatment. Stem cells, known as the master cells, are playing a crucial role in treating blood cancers like leukemia, myeloma, and lymphoma. Stem cell therapy has been a lifesaver for many patients, although not all cancers can be treated this way. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc. invest heavily in this technology to advance treatment options. These firms are at the forefront of utilizing stem cells to combat blood cancers, offering hope to many. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions to reach diverse industries and target markets effectively.
Saudi Arabia taps AI to transform healthcare delivery. Saudi Arabia is leveraging telemedicine and AI to improve healthcare delivery, particularly in remote areas, as part of its Vision 2030 strategy. The use of AI in healthcare and other industries globally is expected to benefit companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBTS. Investors can find updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. ANewswire focuses on AI advancements and provides access to various communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. For more information, visit www.ainewswire.com.
Saudi Arabia taps AI to transform healthcare delivery. Saudi Arabia is leveraging telemedicine and AI to improve healthcare access, especially in remote areas, as part of its Vision 2030 strategy. This initiative aligns with broader economic and technological growth goals. The increasing use of AI globally is expected to benefit companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., QBTS. Investors can find updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. ANewswire focuses on AI advancements, offering access to wire solutions through InvestorWire, syndication to 5,000-plus outlets, press release-enhanced social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. To stay informed, visit www.ainewswire.com.
Investor News Breaks: Quantum Biopharma LTM appoints anti-corruption advocate Kevin Malone as board advisor. Quantum Biopharma Limited Q appointed Kevin Malone as an advisor to its board of directors. Malone, a seasoned financial advisor with over 40 years of experience in wealth management, is known for his work in market pattern recognition and his stance against trading manipulation. His mission aligns with Quantum's shareholder protection values. Quantum Biopharma is focused on developing innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. Through its subsidiary, Lucid Psycheceuticals, Inc., it is researching Lucid MS, a compound for multiple sclerosis. The company also invented UnbuzzD and spun out its OTC version to Selly Nutrition Corp., retaining ownership of 25.71%. Quantum Biopharma maintains a portfolio of strategic investments through FSD Strategic Investments, Inc. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks: Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, appoints anti-corruption advocate Kevin Malone as board advisor. Quantum Biopharma Limited has appointed Kevin Malone as an advisor to its board of directors. Malone, a seasoned financial advisor with over 40 years of experience, is known for his work in market pattern recognition and his advocacy against trading manipulation. His mission aligns closely with Quantum's shareholder protection values and therapeutic focus. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. Through its subsidiary, Lucid Psycheceuticals, Inc., Quantum is focused on developing Lucid MS, a compound for multiple sclerosis. The company also retains ownership of 25.71% of Selly Nutrition Corp. and maintains a portfolio of strategic investments through FSD Strategic Investments, Inc. For more information, visit QNTM's newsroom at ibn.fm/QNTM.
Investor News Breaks: Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. NASDAQ TNXP showcases single-dose Mpox vaccine data at World Vaccine Congress. Tonics Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. NANXP presented positive preclinical data on its single-dose Mpox vaccine candidate TNX-801 at the World Vaccine Congress Washington 2025. The vaccine showed efficacy in protecting animals against mpox and rabbit pox, with durable protection lasting 6 months. The live virus vaccine aligns with the World Health Organization's preferred target profile, offering potential for broad application in current and future mpox outbreaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals is a biopharmaceutical company focused on transforming pain management therapies and modernizing public health solutions. The company is set to submit an NDA this month for TNX-102-SL, a product candidate for fibromyalgia management with fast-track designation from the FDA. Tonix also received a contract from the U.S. Department of Defense to develop TNX-4200 small-molecule antiviral agents. For more information, visit www.tonixpharma.com. Investor news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDAQ TNXP, showcases single-dose mpox vaccine data at World Vaccine Congress. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. NXP presented positive preclinical data on its single-dose mpox vaccine candidate, TNX-801, at the World Vaccine Congress Washington 2025. The vaccine showed efficacy in protecting animals against mpox and rabbit pox for 6 months. TNX-801 aligns with the World Health Organization's target profile for global health emergencies. Tonix Pharmaceuticals is focused on transforming pain management therapies and public health solutions, with plans to submit an NDA this month for TNX-102-SL for fibromyalgia. The company also received a contract from the U.S. Department of Defense to develop TNX-4200, a small-molecule antiviral agent. For more information, visit tonixpharma.com. Investor news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., Kappa, secures DoD grant to advance lung cancer biomarker research. Kairos Pharma Ltd. has secured a DoD grant to advance lung cancer biomarker research. The company, led by CEO John Yu, MD, is making progress with two clinical trials for lead candidate EN-105 in prostate and EGFR-dependent non-small cell lung cancers, with results expected in Q2 2025. Kairos is also developing KROS-101, an immune response modulator, with recent data presented at key oncology conferences. Supported by government grants and analyst coverage, Kairos emphasized its financial strength and IP portfolio. For more information, visit www.kairospharma.com. Investor news breaks. Kairos Pharma Ltd., KPA, secures DoD grant to advance lung cancer biomarker research. Kairos Pharma Ltd., KPA, has secured a DoD grant to advance lung cancer biomarker research. The company is making progress with two clinical trials for lead candidate ENV-105 in prostate and EGFR-dependent non-small cell lung cancers, with safety and interim efficacy results expected in Q2 2025. Kairos is also developing KROS-101, an immune response modulator, with recent data presented at key oncology conferences. Supported by non-dilutive government grants and analyst coverage from firms like E.F. Hutton and H.C. Wainwright, Kairos highlighted its strong financial position and robust IP portfolio extending into the 2030s. For more information, visit Kairos Pharma's website at www.kairospharma.com. Investor news breaks. Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ BEAT, and Acrocardia partner to advance remote ECG monitoring. Heartbeam Inc. has partnered with Acrocardia to integrate Acrocardia's FDA-cleared ECG analysis software, AccurECG, into Heartbeam's compact cable-free 3D ECG device. This collaboration aims to enhance automated arrhythmia assessments for remote 12-lead ECGs, accelerating diagnosis and improving access to cardiac care. The partnership is expected to streamline product development for Heartbeam while expanding the reach of remote cardiac monitoring solutions. Heartbeam is dedicated to transforming cardiac care by providing powerful insights through its cable-free 12-lead ECG technology, enabling physicians to identify cardiac health trends and acute conditions outside of medical facilities.
Investor news breaks. Heartbeam Inc., NASDAQ BEAT, and Acrocardia partner to advance remote ECG monitoring. Heartbeam Inc., a medical technology firm trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has partnered with Acrocardia to integrate Acrocardia's FDA-cleared ECG analysis software, AccurECG, into Heartbeam's 3D ECG device. This collaboration aims to enhance remote cardiac monitoring by providing automated arrhythmia assessments, speeding up diagnosis, and improving access to cardiac care. The partnership is expected to streamline product development for HeartBeam and expand the reach of remote monitoring solutions. HeartBeam is dedicated to transforming cardiac care by offering cable-free 12-lead ECGs that can capture the heart's electrical signals in three dimensions, enabling physicians to identify trends and acute conditions outside of a medical facility.
EdgeBoost announces responsible gaming partnership with Birch's Health. EdgeBoost by Edge Markets has announced a partnership with Birch's Health, a behavioral healthcare organization specializing in gambling disorder prevention and treatment. This partnership will provide responsible gambling content on the EdgeBoost app and website, offering users access to expert resources and education. Birch's Health will use ID pair technology to anonymize user data for responsible gambling research. EdgeBoost aims to redefine responsible gaming with a dedicated debit card and bank account, empowering users to make informed financial decisions. Birch's Health shares the vision of creating a safer gaming experience and is committed to building a more sustainable and responsible gaming industry in the U.S.
EdgeBoost announces responsible gaming partnership with Birch's Health. EdgeBoost by Edge Markets has announced a partnership with Birch's Health, a behavioral healthcare organization focused on gambling disorder prevention and treatment. This collaboration will provide responsible gambling content on the EdgeBoost app and website, offering users resources to make safe decisions while gambling. Birch's Health will use ID pair technology to analyze user data for responsible gambling research. EdgeBoost aims to redefine responsible gaming with a dedicated debit card and bank account, separating gaming transactions from everyday finances. The partnership with Birch's Health will offer immediate access to treatment options and educational content for EdgeBoost users, promoting a safer gaming environment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.